BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Are you ready for Monday's Scott Mills Daily? This is it. On the podcast, we all decide to have a good spring clean on Facebook and Twitter, including five celebrities that I must get rid of. You should try it. We'd like to do this now and again. It feels good. Also, Dan and Phil play Real or No Real, and we introduce our new thing on the show. Get in touch if you want us to help with this. Chris Stark, your plan B. Details are coming up. Sarah Cox earlier talking about how she had a little spring clean on her Twitter last night. It's a good idea to do that now and again, I think.
Yeah, you've made me do it with my Facebook before.
Let's do it again!
Are you feeling it?
I am today.
The time's right.
The time's right just because, like, the weather's getting slowly a little bit better. It's getting a little bit milder. And I'm having a proper house sort out at the moment. You know, my flatmate's gone.
Yeah.
He's gone. How's it been? I went into his room the other night, last night, and I was like, this is weird. He's only left a really bad smell. That's it. There's nothing else in the room.
Cooking-wise this weekend, you've been okay?
Cooking-wise, Chris, I've been absolutely fine so far. I've had two chicken in a bag, and tonight it's salmon in a bag.
Yeah.
Yes. I could survive on this.
So this spring clean thing, I mean, I've done it before. Becky's done it a couple of times. Well, you've never done this, I don't think.
No. So I think maybe I should have a go today. There are certain people on Twitter that are really annoying me at the moment. I'm not on Facebook. The show is, but
how about I take some people off my Facebook.
Yeah.
You take some people, but because you're a celeb, you could do a little celebrity edition. That'd be great.
Loosely. Mine have to be famous.
I think yours have to be famous.
Oh, that's not fair, though.
Yeah, but if you're going to do it on Twitter, it's too easy to unfollow kind of work accounts or something. It needs to be personal celebrities.
Okay.
And good reasons.
As long as I come up with good reasons for them.
Yes.
Okay. How many?
Should we say five?
Five each.
Five each.
What? We both come up with reasons.
They've got to be proper reasons.
Yours will just be personal beef that you've got with those people.
with friends.
Right. And mine will be because...
personal beef with celebs.
Oh, brilliant. Okay. We'll do it a bit later. The Scott Mills Daily. Right, so I tell you what, let's all have a bit of a spring clean of social media later, shall we? Like, if you're listening at the moment, you're thinking, actually, yeah, they're annoying me a bit, or they're just putting pointless things up. I'm not really interested in them. As long as you've got a good reason why, you can't just do it willy-nilly.
Mm. So like Facebook friends or Twitter.
Yeah.
But are you not a bit worried about this? Because you generally, you sort of sit on the fence a little bit.
Yeah.
That's fair to say.
Yeah.
But you're going to, I mean, this could rock the boat a little bit, couldn't it?
Can I follow Danny Dyer and then unfollow
him? No, right now, I should say now, you can't now follow people on the assumption that you're just going to unfollow them.
Oh. But loads of people are like, don't you dare delete any of One Direction. Do not delete Ollie Official. All right. Someone says, this is Jade, says, as if you mentioned this when I'm just in the middle of unfollowing loads of people. I just think there must be something in the air today where people are like, yeah, let's do it.
And it's a good way to procrastinate a little bit if you need a bit of time off.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things. If you are doing loads of revision or, you know, dissertations at the moment, it just fills a few minutes. Mm. Procrastination, ahoy.
Yeah.
Say it.
Procrastination. Procrastination.
Yeah. The Scott Mills Daily. Anyone see The Voice at the weekend?
I did actually, yeah. Twice, weirdly.
You watched it twice?
I watched it once and watched it on Sunday as well because I thought it was another episode. And it wasn't. It was the same one again. I was like,
I can't be bothered to actually find the remote control.
Well, I'm here now. do you know what I mean?
I'm sure I've seen this person before. Oh, I have.
There were some of them that I missed the first time round, though.
Also, can I just ask, is Tom Jones asleep?
No, he's not. I think he's on like screensaver mode.
Right, I think he definitely is.
Do you know what I mean? Because he's getting loads of money. So I think what he does is he just adopts the position and just does screensaver face.
Yeah. I mean, I like him. I mean, it's pretty much the Jesse J show, isn't it? Let's be honest.
Yeah.
If you were Danny from the script, you'd be a bit annoyed.
I don't know. The crowd in the studio seem to really like Danny. I know when there's a choice.
He's a great guy.
Yeah, he's wicked. But they all shout for Danny for some reason.
Yeah. That's because he's like doing this with his hands. Come on!
Yeah.
Shout for me. I just wondered if Tom has this thing where he can sleep with his eyes open.
Yeah.
Because if he can, that's what he's doing. Anyway, Jesse J and Domino. Are we ready to do our little social media spring clean? A lot of people are absolutely loving this idea. We've got Bonnie who says, this is amazing. I'm about to unfollow loads of people. Jim says, I'm going to join in the Facebook spring clean. Liam says, I already unfollowed 700 people last week. How many people are you on to?
The problem with this, though, is the other way around to look at it is people are about to lose followers, potentially. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah.
Because we're encouraging a big spring clean of people's Facebook. So people are going to lose out here as well.
Yeah, Georgia says, I'm going to lose so many followers because of Scott Mills on Radio 1. Well, not necessarily.
Not
How do
necessarily.
You know that? You're just saying that. But if you are on Twitter right now, I suggest you write something very entertaining with the next few seconds.
I might put on Facebook something like, thank you everyone who's been my Facebook friend for a while. I'm about to have a spring clean.
Hope you make it.
And
thanks,
just,
bye.
Yeah, and just, you know, it's been nice being Facebook friends with you, that kind of thing.
Kaylee's been on saying I had to give Julia Gillard the hook.
Really?
Well, yeah, it's a rule of thumb. If they can't be bothered to come on Innuendo Bingo, you've got to bin them off.
Fair point.
Even if they are the Australian Prime Minister. Okay, right, so let's do it in a minute. We're going to play Foles and Late Night. And then we're going to just have a little go. Five people each. We'll start with Chris and his Facebook. And then we'll do my Twitter.
Celebrity edition.
Oh, God, thanks for that. What I think I might do, this is suggested by a few people on Twitter, is maybe we write a congratulatory status afterwards saying, congratulations, you survived my spring clean.
That's a good idea.
So just think about it. Five people on Facebook or Twitter at the moment, you're just like, well, I'm not feeling it. I don't really want to follow them. They're boring me. Or maybe they've just done something that you don't like.
I'm looking forward to the celebrity edition that you're going to bring to this. I'm a bit concerned mine are just going to be people that no one know about.
The backlash has begun, though. Like people are pleading, saying, guys, please love me. Please stay here with me. Don't do as Scott Mills says. Not to me, anyway. Big love to you all. That's from Charlotte. Just looking at some of the tweets. If I lose any followers today, the blame is being put entirely on you. That's from Salish. Tom on Twitter, not happy with me, says, stop encouraging people to unfollow me, mate. Really not even cool.
Right.
Yeah, but it might not be you. What have you got to worry about?
So I'm going to cover the Facebook side of this, am I?
Okay. So I need five people for you, Chris. Five people and your reasons why they're about to go.
Okay, number one. I'm going to go for your flatmate, Fraser.
Oh, why?
Engaged now. And you know my thinking's on that.
And what? Yeah, remind people if they don't know.
I just think there's no point in being on my Facebook as soon as they get engaged.
That's normally for girls.
I just think they...
That you follow that, don't
they've
you?
They've gone. And... We've
lost them. They've gone.
So your flatmate, I think, right, should be off.
I did see you tweet him about, no one will make mashed potato better than you ever again. It's like, he's only moved house.
I know, I didn't mean to make it sound more dramatic than that, but I will. To be honest, I know we say we'll see him lots, but I worry if he's not going to be around your house a lot, I'm not going to get that mashed potato, am I?
You think he's probably, like, you're not going to see him ever again, is that what you're saying?
I think so. Number two?
Wow, okay, so he's off because he doesn't live in my house anymore.
Yeah.
Okay, so delete him. This is really harsh for him.
No more mash.
He's having a hard enough time as it is, adapting to his new surroundings.
Yeah.
He got a water bill yesterday. He was like, what is this?
He never had to deal with the bills, did he?
Never had to do that. Not me, no, because I just pay them all.
She's taken him.
And
number two. Now, this is an old student union president of mine called Sarah. And I just think that now we're not at uni, her power's gone. And the only reason I had her as a Facebook friend in the first place was to kind of look important at uni.
Right, okay. So did you fancy her ever?
No, I didn't fancy her. I just respected her power. She could open doors.
And now what use is that to you?
Well, none at all. No. So she's off.
Yeah, bye. Bye, Sarah. And next.
Number three is a guy called Toby. He's one of those who spams too much with club promotions.
Oh.
It's really annoying, and I don't want to be on your free guest list before 11:30 with a free drink.
So, bye.
Bye. Number four is my friend Laura. I say friend, but I haven't spoken to her really since the school bus. We didn't really speak much then because I was nervous.
Oh, but you did fancy her.
I didn't really fancy her, and there's nothing I really want to pursue there, so she's gone.
Have you not seen her since or spoken to her since? Right, Preston, do it.
Gone.
Bye. And number five.
Finally.
I really enjoy this.
Right, he's a guy called Richard, and he's changed his profile picture to one of those where he's got his top off.
Oh, what, selfie?
Yeah, and it's just not right on Facebook. You know, I've got family on there and that. It's a standard. It's a bit like, you know, a club where it's like they say, look, if you're not wearing a shirt, you're not coming in.
Yeah.
I've had that before. I've turned up at a club, you know, without a shirt on. They said, well, you're not coming in.
No. Well, why did you turn up to a club without a shirt?
It got wet.
It got wet?
Yeah.
Okay.
And anyway, they wouldn't let me in, so I'm going to treat my Facebook thing like that.
Yeah.
No free guest list with free drinks.
That's right. And if you haven't got a shirt
on,
you're not coming in. Wear a shirt. Get a shirt on, son. And put some shoes on as well while you're at it.
He's off.
Bye then. Feel better?
I feel much better. And it just feels a bit more space. A
bit more space to roam around in, isn't there?
Maybe a couple more, you know, newer people to let in.
Someone says, my spring clean just backfired. I inadvertently added someone I just deleted. And now they're trying to talk to me. This is full of errors, potentially. I know you're cleaning up, but I have hardly any followers on Twitter. Can't you help with that? And that's not what we're doing today, Chris in Andover. Lee in Scotland says, this spring clean does not bother me. I only have 50 followers anyway. No, it's who... Yeah, it's who you...
You follow.
You follow, okay?
Oh, your one's going to be so good.
That's next. I'm really having problems trying to find five people and the reasons why, but... Yeah, I'll do it on my Twitter next. Oh, no. Lola says, I just got unfollowed by 23 people. Now I've only got 6 followers. Scott, just be quiet. Is this really having an effect on it that much, do you think?
Yeah, I suppose it's just, it is one of those things that kind of at this time of the day, I think it's kind of nice to do a spring clean.
I think so as well, like, because you're probably a little bit bored at work, so it looks like you're busy. Holly, 21, a student from Sheffield, says, I've got nearly 2,000 friends on Facebook. You've just convinced me to have a much-needed clear-out, I know. And that, like, there's people on there that you won't even realise that you were... following, like Holly in Surrey, who says, I completely forgot I was following all the Kardashians and half of the Neighbours cast.
Yeah, no
absolutely
need.
No need for that. Okay, ready?
I'm ready. I'm very excited about this because I was just looking at who you follow on Twitter.
It's a very telling list.
It's everything from Rio Ferdinand to Aldo Zilli, from Arlene Phillips to... I mean, there's loads, isn't there?
CBE. Okay, right, you ready for mine? These people have got to go, and some of these may surprise you, but it's time. It's 2013, it's spring. Let's do it. Okay, my first one off of Twitter is David Hasselhoff.
Really?
I know.
That's a shock.
As much as I have enjoyed my time with him, I've not heard from him for a while. All he does generally is tweet pictures of where he is on holiday.
Yeah, but
of his girlfriend.
But what he did for a long time is he would tweet, say, a picture of his girlfriend with not many clothes on, and then go, here's my girlfriend, at Scott Mills, at Justin Bieber.
Okay, if I'm honest, can I be honest? I feel that he may have forgotten about me a little bit.
That's showbiz.
So he is off, and his tweets are boring.
Oh.
Number two, goodbye to... James Arthur.
Oh, okay.
X Factor winner.
Yeah.
Make a song, do you know what I mean? Stop tweeting about playing FIFA and make a song.
Not to be confused with a lady that you were once linked with at a...
Called James?
After the Brits.
Oh, no, not her. No, I'd never delete her. But her name's not James. But yeah, similar name. Well, the one where Stussy have got the pictures of me.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
So why? Because he hasn't got a song.
We've heard one song. Make another one. And until you have, I'm not following you.
So you'll consider following again with the new single?
Possibly, yes. But until now, if you're just going to keep tweeting about FIFA, bye, James. Next. Number three. Cheryl Cole.
Oh, right, okay.
One of the most boring Twitters. I mean, my Twitter's not that exciting at the moment, but seriously, Cheryl Cole, never been interesting.
How do you think she's going to take this?
She won't care. Next. Mark Jenkins. Mark Jenkins off the hotel.
Oh, no, this is a bit harsh, isn't it?
It's harsh.
He's just lost his job, hasn't he?
It's a while ago now.
Now he's lost a follower.
I love him, but... the constant cringe jokes are getting a little bit too much.
No, I disagree.
The constant references to the hotel, which he doesn't run anymore and is not on TV anymore, are starting to wind me up.
God.
I know. And
again, that's showbiz, isn't it? It's.
And I've got one more for you. Dappy.
Really?
Yep, someone that's been on this show a lot in the past, but someone that only now retweets everyone that says they're amazing.
I've got to admit, that's a bit annoying. And I love him to bits. I was thinking this only the other day with Charlie Sloth.
I know you're going to say Charlie Sloth.
Yeah.
Same.
Every time, 4 o'clock.
Every time he comes on air, 4 o'clock. Charlie Smith. Charlie Sloth is amazing. I want to marry him. Yeah. Charlie Sloth is the man.
Retweet.
Quite annoying. I feel much better now.
Do you feel good?
Yeah, really good.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
So as I was saying, the flatmate moved out at the weekend, end of an era.
She's taken him.
The now fiancé, by the way, I think I'm allowed to say that. That's on. They're engaged.
Yeah.
I think I'm allowed to say that. Yeah, they put it on Twitter. They're engaged. So she actually heard our show on Friday where you were saying, well, she's taking him.
Yeah.
She did actually find it quite funny.
Luckily.
Thank God. Anyway, so flatmate's moved out. I am doing a lot of cleaning at the moment, which is not like me. And like bags of absolute rubbish. You know that you've just hoarded stuff for years and you look and it's like, what? Why do I keep that? So I've literally been quite, you know, ruthless and just chucking it all out. So went out to take another bag outside. There's already some there earlier. Yep. There's a bloke already outside rooting through my bags.
Really?
Actually outside my house.
You see, I'm tempted to do that because you've got a habit of, let's say I stay over and you very kindly offer to wash my clothes. Do you know what I mean? I've lost a suit.
All right, so you're saying that some of the stuff
we went out to
I don't want might be your suit.
We went out to a charity event. I left my suit, you lent me some clothes. Never saw that suit again.
It's not in the bag.
And in fact, I saw you. You were going to a charity do last week. Where I believe you were asked if you would donate an old suit.
Yes, it wasn't yours.
And I felt the need to check that.
It definitely wasn't yours. But this bloke's outside my house, like going through the stuff. I take another bin out and I'm like, you're right there? He's like, yeah. I'm like, don't mind me. Like, all right. And carries on.
Yeah, fair play.
Unbelievable.
There's one of my nice hoodies in there.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
Do you know one of my favourite things that we've ever done on this show?
And
I was looking through the pictures earlier. It is when you had to go to do a photo shoot, like a couple's photo shoot, with our listener Tom. Do you remember?
It was horrible.
What had happened is Tom had bought a couple's photo shoot, one of those quite lovey ones in soft focus, for him and his girlfriend. But then they split up and he thought, well, rather than letting the couple's photo shoot and the money go to waste, I'll just invite Chris from Scott's show.
That was such a weird day.
It's so awkward.
I had to have like my hair cut and...
But you do look like you're in love.
And we had to do... The pictures are still...
Can we get these pictures up again in case people haven't seen these? So this is a guy called Tom. His girlfriend and him split up for some reason. So in his girlfriend's place, Chris went to the couple's photo shoot. And I think you agree, they make a lovely couple.
It's not right, is it?
It's not right. Your face of some of them is brilliant.
Do you remember what was worse? Do you remember this trended number one worldwide?
Yeah, it did.
Escalate.
So I was just looking over those at the weekend, over those pictures. The flatmate's moved out now, so I've got a lot of time.
Why would you do that? That's weird.
No,
what
sometimes.
Do you mean?
No, that sounds horrible. What I'm saying is, like, sometimes I like to go back and look through the pictures of stuff we've done on the show. It makes me happy.
Oh, because they're on your. They're still on your pages, aren't they?
Yeah, they are.
Right.
Let's get them on Twitter and Facebook again as well, in case you haven't seen these. I want to do more like this. I want you to be like people's plan B, so that when maybe someone can't make something, you know, they can't turn up on that day, or maybe someone drops out at last minute, you could be the replacement. Not just photo shoots. I want to do it for loads of different things. Maybe, I don't know.
Trying to think of something like really cool that I'd like to do now.
For instance, if you're going on a spa weekend with the girls, one of the girls drops out.
No.
Let my friend Chris here take their place.
No, I don't think...
Anything like that. Well, what have you got?
I'm thinking maybe you've booked like a nice hot air balloon experience. I've always wanted to do that. And someone can't make it. I'll be well up for that.
What about if maybe someone's best man falls ill last minute? You could do that. I'd quite like you to be like, what are they called? Supply teacher.
Right, okay.
So, like, because that's often last minute where it's like, sorry, Mrs. Smith is ill today, so it's going to be me teaching you. You could be on standby for that.
So it's like break glass for emergency Chris.
Yeah. What else could we do?
It's like a plan B. I suppose if you're a player down in a football match or something like that.
Yes, all that.
Anything where you need a person.
Or girls' football match.
Yeah.
Anything. Like, anywhere where you need Chris to be a replacement, let him be your plan B. I really like this. Paintball? Maybe someone's pulled out of that?
There's so many things, isn't there?
I mean, someone's got a poker game they can't be bothered with this weekend. Chris can go. but I get all the winnings? No. Anyway, email me if you've got an idea. Maybe you've got something coming up that you can't make. You can nominate Chris in your place. Or maybe you've organised something for a group of lads or a group of girls and, you know, it's one person can't do it. They can't make it. They've had a diary mess up. Let my friend Chris here plan B.
Hang on a second. My friend dropped out of our two-week holiday to Malia. Girls' holiday in July. Whoop. This is a great idea.
Obviously, I will be vetting them. But if you want to send an email to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk, that's how we'll do it, I think, rather than text. Send an email, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk, and let my friend Chris here be your plan B. He can be like a break glass for emergency, as we said, replacement for anything you need him to do. Anything you've got coming up in the diary, you think, oh, I might not be able to make that. Or maybe you know already that one of your friends or, you know, colleagues, whatever, can't make something, maybe a relative. Let him go in your place. Send me an email with all the details.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
I really like that, but I'm going into Tom Jones screensaver mode.
Yeah.
I'm still with you. I'm just in screensaver.
Why do you think he does it so, like, is it just that I'm sure he's having a lovely time.
I think he is, because he's still got a smile on his face. We're talking about Tom Jones on The Voice when he goes into his screensaver mode.
Yeah.
Nothing really happens. And I was questioning earlier whether he was asleep. And no, he's just on screensaver. If anything happened where he had to be involved directly, bing, he'd come straight back out of it.
Straight out, like move the mouse.
Yeah.
Straight back in.
They're turning MSN Messenger off today.
Are they?
It's off. I think it's off today. Yeah,
no.
Yeah. I know. Shame.
God, that's old school, isn't
it? I know. Don't they still use it in this building?
Yeah. I think we're bang in trouble.
Sorry. I think it's going to be off as of today or later on today.
I found my old laptop. And it saves...
Do I want to know this?
Yeah, it's fine. It saves the logs of MSN conversations that you've had.
Oh, we need to do this.
So I'm thinking, I'm not sure if this is such a good idea, but maybe there's something in this.
Well, like, if it's going to be off, do you know what I mean? That was a lot of people's youth, MSN Messenger.
Yeah.
Like, why not bring in some of the conversations for us? Is it on your old laptop?
It is,
Bring
yeah.
it tomorrow, please.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hi, Dan and Phil.
Hello, Scott.
Hello, Scott.
Good to have you back, Phil.
Thanks.
What a tan from Florida.
I know, right? We were just saying I look even more like Voldemort than I did before. How did we do that?
Oh, it hasn't caught you at all, has it?
No, it was the coldest record temperatures that Florida has ever had.
You're essentially translucent, aren't you, Phil?
The coldest ever in Florida.
Yeah, I was at SeaWorld and people were in coats and the children were crying when Shamu splashed them.
Very dramatic scenes.
Dark. Yeah.
Dan and Orlando.
Yeah. So Dan and Phil are back on your radio every Sunday night, 7 p.m. with a request show. I heard a little bit about the online lounge.
Yes, it's very exciting. We had our first ever of the something that we're calling online lounge, which is basically where we get the biggest bands from around the world that have found their fame from the internet. So for our first ever one, we had a Canadian indie band called Walk Off the Earth, who are really, 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 really massive on the internet. They got several hundred millions of views and stuff like that. And they learnt a cover of Bruno Mars's Natalie just for our show. Natalie, she ran away with all
my money. Pushed it for fun. Quite good, the online lounge, because you can literally pick anyone from around
literally.
The world.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have to come here at all.
No.
No.
Hooray.
But this has got loads of views already, hasn't it?
Yeah.
This video itself.
Mm-hmm. If you want to watch the performance, it's on the radio on YouTube right now, which you should watch, if anything, just for the fact that Sarah, one of the lead singers, plays a toothbrush as an instrument.
Oh, I like that.
Yes, that was a first.
Yeah, electric toothbrush in her mouth.
There's also a link on the radio on Facebook and Twitter as well.
Okay, good. So Dan and Phil's video, Walk Off the Earth, their first online lounge. Is that on every week?
Yes, well, it won't be every single week because we'll probably run out after like 2 weeks. Yeah. But whenever we can get somebody, it'll be a very special event.
Nice. As and when.
As and when.
As and when.
TBC. Yeah.
Next
so that's,
year.
Yeah, next year. Next so Dan year. And Phil, 7 p.m. Sunday night. Dan and Phil are here.
Hi, Scott.
I was
Hi.
Just waiting for Again. Some heavy breathing. I wanted that to be really ominous.
I thought you'd gone into Tom Jones screensaver mode.
I was. What? Oh, yeah. Buzz.
Yeah. Dan and Phil, real or no real? Let's do it. All right, Chris?
Ready.
Fact me up.
Keeping the score?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Here we go. Are these real or no real?
Beyonce is very keen that her unique life is recorded for the history books, and as such employs a cameraman to follow her everywhere she goes. The cameraman began work in 2005 and has captured practically her every waking moment, filming for up to 16 hours a day.
No. 16 hours.
Do you know I've never what? Seen him.
Well, whenever you see, there's certain pop stars that come through the building here at Radio 1, and there's always someone filming them. And I always wonder what they're doing, because it's never like a big budget camera or anything like that. It's a tiny little camcorder.
It's a fun camera.
Maybe they're stalkers.
But no, they're with these people. And it's like, what are you filming here? Because they film all the way when they're walking up the corridor and in. Is this for your own records?
Maybe.
I think so. That Beyonce documentary thing's on iPlayer. I watched that the other night. And most of it is just her walking around with a laptop filming herself really awkwardly. So maybe, I think this might be no real, because actually Beyonce just holds a laptop awkwardly in front of her for 16 hours a day as she does just weird like chin faces. Mm. That was mostly the documentary for an hour. It's pretty good.
And also, has she captured everything?
Eating toast in the morning?
The birth of her child?
Hmm.
Probably. She's probably holding a laptop.
Yeah. Laptop, end of the bed.
Okay, so
Beyonce
has a cameraman. I'll tell you who else does it. Peter Andre. But then you see all that on ITV2.
Yeah, but that's a proper film crew.
All the time.
Hmm.
Beyonce, full-time cameraman, real or no real?
I'm going to say real.
I'm going to say no real.
No real.
That one is real.
Yeah. What?
I know.
Oh. Wonder if he films her sleeping.
He just has to stand there.
That'd be off-putting.
Pretty much everything she's done since 2005.
Whoa.
Next.
The BBC insists on keeping a backup presenter on standby at the National Lottery Studio each Saturday and Wednesday evening, in case that week's main presenter is taken ill at the last minute. For the last 4 years, June Sarpong has filled this role.
always the bridesmaid.
I was looking at you, Scott, for any hints in your eyes.
Yeah, is that you?
No.
No, it's not you.
Okay, I'm not the backup, no.
No, but do you have a backup?
The presenter's been in a coma.
I'm not going to tell you
time.
That.
Hmm.
But it would be awkward, because it would just be the draw master there pressing the buttons.
Yeah.
Nothing to say.
Who's your favourite draw master? Mine's Charmfleet Mills.
Milne.
Is it the technique?
I know my favourite machine is Lancelot.
Yeah. I would say my favourite machine is... that's a hard one. I can't say my favourite machine. Drawmaster Matt is my favourite.
You like Drawmaster Matt, don't you?
I like him.
You've said about him before.
But sometimes Charmfleet Milf. Anyone else?
Wow. The lottery fandom. Confined to this room.
No. Yeah, just us then. So real or no real, backup lottery presenter June Sarpong.
I can't imagine she's done that for 4 years.
Waiting in the wings.
No real.
No real.
No real.
That one is no real.
Oh.
Yes.
It's a sensible precaution, though.
Maybe they should think about that. Next.
Rudimental are giving away an exclusive remix of their new single Waiting All Night to fans who are prepared to wait all night outside their record company's HQ in central London.
Very good idea.
Yeah.
Very clever, whoever's thought of doing that.
What, so you have to wait all night for a Rudimental remix? I'm not being rude.
Oi.
It should be waiting all night and having to listen to that song all night long as well.
That's if you survive, if you don't go insane, then you get to keep the song.
You wouldn't want the song at the end of that ordeal.
Or they just play the first 30 seconds for like 12 hours and then you get the song as closure. Because you know when you have a song stuck in your head, you need to listen to the whole thing.
Yeah.
That's what I do.
No, I think Phil's onto something here. I think that actually if this was the case, it would put you off the song, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
They're trying to promote it.
Like, you have to go through an ordeal if you want to listen to my song.
Yeah. It's like Saw.
Yeah.
Real or no real, Rudimental Waiting All Night remix giveaway.
I'm going to say no real on this one.
I hate the idea, but I think it might be real.
Possibly real.
Mm. That one is no real.
It's not innuendo bingo, guys.
I've had it with these facts.
Boff. That's what they say in front.
Boff.
When they're fed up.
Boff.
Next.
The makers of Barbie Dolls sued the record company who released Aqua's Barbie Girl in 2002, claiming the song had damaged her brand. The judge dismissed the case, saying, "The parties are advised to chill out."
Chill out.
The sound of that judge.
It's just a song. It's just a song. It's just a lady with a song.
Yeah.
So, real or no real, Barbie suing the song Barbie Girl? God, I would.
Yeah, I think I'm going to say real with this one.
The lyrics get a bit like hanky-spanky, don't they, at some point? It was a bit weird for a Barbie-centric song. kind of sexy, though. The video. In an odd way. I had to go there. We were all there.
In an odd way. Okay, so real or no real?
I'd say real.
I totally sue them. Real.
Mm, I'm going to say real.
That one is real.
Yes. Yay. Everyone right to go real. That's a good fact.
Doing well today.
So, Lauren and Devon was playing along, so was Dylan, so was Shona on her school holidays, loving Dan and Phil today, and at the end of that round...
I've just remembered that these are the boys that complain about the scoring every time. You both got 20, I got 40.
What?
And honestly, this is just how it works. It's the game. You're not very good.
Well, I'm deeply offended.
Boff.
Maybe I'm just stupid. Boff.
Thanks, Dan and Phil.
Thanks, Scott. You.
Another big show for you tomorrow, lunchtime on Radio 1 between 1 and 4. And getting wet tomorrow will be Dynamo on Innuendo Bingo. Watch on your phone, 1:45. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.